Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Atul PM and here the top headlines at this hour. Mindtree Q2 results, net profit jumps 88% year-on-year to Rs. 254 crore. Government may not mandate India IPO for companies to list overseas. Worst recession since Great Depression due to COVID, World Bank. Air India facing a very challenging financial situation, Hardeep Puri. Rakesh Jhunjhunwala bought 1.29% stake in Tata Motors. Let us take a quick glance of what transpired on Dalal Street today. Stock market investors were left poorer by Rs. 3.28 lakh crore in today's crash. RIL, TCS and HDFC Bank together shed Rs. 1.05 lakh crore in market value. Sensex snapped its 10-session winning streak as it tumbled more than 1,000 points, joining the brutal sell-off in world markets. Bears were at the forefront as declining shares were twice the number of advancing ones on the BSE. Nifty Bank was the biggest loser, down 3.36%, followed by its peer Nifty Private Bank and Nifty PSU Bank, that slid about 3% each. The sell-off has raised questions as to what lies next for the market. Is this the start of a downtrend or just a pause in the rally? We caught up with Rusmik Oza, head of fundamental research, Kotak Securities, to decipher what lies ahead for the market. Welcome to the show, Mr. Oza. What is making the market nervous? Is this the onset of a correction?
Markets have not been able to cross the 12,000 mark decisively. Somewhere 12,000 is acting as a psychological barrier for the market. Plus, we have the monthly expiry this time also could be as volatile as last month. We could have a wider range of 1,000 to 1,200 points movement in this expiry, because the expiry is on 29th October, and we have the US elections on 3rd November. So we'll have some kind of uncertainty and a phase where markets will remain very volatile going forward. I think somewhere the correction in global markets is also leading to some kind of profit booking or probably selling from the institutional side. Anyways, the FIIs were buyers in the market, but the DIIs were net sellers for last 1 or 2 weeks. So that was a mixed bag. And now probably because of the correction in global markets, I think we are seeing similar pattern over here also in Indian markets. This could be a correction, but structurally market is still in a bull phase. So maybe we could go and test the 10,600, 10,800 mark. Unless that breaks, we could still remain in a phase or a sideways range bound market for quite some time. The defensive pack, that is IT, pharma, FMCG, I think could continue to hold ground because of the better performance in terms of earnings and the better visibility these companies are providing as compared to other sectors which are more dependent on economy. So the weaker section in the market could still be the economy driven sectors, which could be susceptible to any further slowdown in the economy. We have seen some kind of uptick in most of the lead indicators we monitor, plus a lot of industries have shown quite a remarkable improvement in the last 1-2 months, but we'll need to wait and see. If the festive demand doesn't turn up as per expectation, then again we could see some kind of production cuts going forward in November, December. So the weaker section could be the economy driven sectors, which will be more prone to any deeper correction going forward. So as a defensive pack, I think one can just stay with those sectors as of now. And maybe if there is a decent correction in the market, then one can look at rotation from defensives to economy-driven sectors going forward.
Which is a better bet in IT space, TCS or Infosys?
Between TCS and Infosys, we would prefer Infosys because Infosys has been displaying better performance over the last couple of quarters. And going forward also, I think Infosys is placed in a better situation to show a better earnings growth and a better business profile also going forward. In terms of valuation also, Infosys is relatively cheaper than TCS as compared to the kind of ROEs both the companies are doing. So I think on a lot of parameters we evaluate, we would prefer Infosys over TCS going forward.
On the technical front, Nifty found a bearish engulfing pattern on the daily chart. Moreover, on the weekly time frame, the index is forming a dark cloud cover pattern which signifies a weakening uptrend. We caught up with Mazhar Mohammed, Chief Strategist at ChartViewIndia.in, to decode the charts. What are the Nifty charts telling you after today's steep correction?
After today's correction, it is looking very clear that Nifty might have placed a short-term top around 12,025 kind of levels. Hence, it remains vulnerable for sell-off on all rallies. Now it is looking very clear the trend might have decisively reversed in favor of bears. Therefore, any rally into the zone of 11,800 to 850 can be a very good opportunity to create positional shots and look for initial targets placed in the zone of 11,500 to 400 levels. Suppose if Nifty again doesn't hold the support of 11,400, then the correction can be still much deeper. But at this point in time, the initial target remains around 11,500 to 400 kinds of levels. In fact, for last 5 trading sessions also, what we are seeing is that a kind of distribution happened in Nifty as advanced decline ratio continuously remained in favor of the bears. Therefore, buying on dips should be avoided and rallies should be used to create fresh shorts.
How does Bank Nifty look on the chart?
Bank Nifty was underperforming for quite a long time. Recently, it was struggling around its 200-day moving averages. But yesterday's move, I think, was on the back of some positive news flows. But since today, it has given up almost all the gains. Even Bank Nifty remains vulnerable for a bigger correction. If it slips below 23,129 levels in next trading session. Suppose if it decisively closes below 23,100 levels, then on the downside, the ultimate targets can be in the zone of 22,500 to 22,400 levels. Upside strength in Bank Nifty shall not be expected unless it closes above 24,200. For time being, the best trading opportunity is on the downside below 23,100. So instead of shorting rallies in case of Bank Nifty, the best thing is to short if it trades below 23,100 levels and look for targets around 22,500.
How do you think the market will fare on Friday?
See, next trading session in case of Nifty, 11,661 looks very important. Suppose if it breaches 11,661 and trades below that for 30 minutes in next trading session, then the correction can get extended up to 11,500 tomorrow itself. But if it manages to sustain above 11,661 on closing basis, I think for a couple of trading sessions, it may move sideways and can attempt a rally into the zone of 11,800 or 850 levels. But that rally will remain vulnerable for a sell-off. Therefore, for time being, what intraday traders should do is, intraday traders should sell below 11,661, whereas positional traders should look for a rally into the zone of 11,800 or 845, which may not happen tomorrow itself. But tomorrow, the critical level to watch is that 11,661 on closing basis. And if it sustains, then in next couple of trading sessions, we can move sideways.
On the regional front, fading stimulus hopes hurt other Asian stocks as well. The sell-off intensified for European stocks as fresh movement curbs were announced in the region to battle COVID-19 pandemic. US futures too were trading lower. That's all for now. Do check out dtmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.